Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 11th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 14.5 cents at 684.5. July wheat down 3 cents at 680.75, and July beans down 35.5 cents at 1508.5. The beans were led down by the oil. July oil was down 348. 350 is the limit. We traded there several times, including in the last minute, but they couldn't keep it quite limit down out here. Meal rallied $6 late to close $1.70 higher, and that helped rally the beans about 12 cents off the lows. But overall, relatively tough day. We had showers going through the Dakotas into Minnesota, down into Iowa, moving across into Illinois. Looks like Missouri might get some rains as well out of this. So overall, we're getting some relief. Temperatures are warm. We're 90, 91 degrees here in Chicago. The question the trade was asking themselves all day, yeah, we're getting rains right now, but it looks like it's going to be hot and dry for the next 6 to 10 days. And is this enough rain to, you know, really turn the corner on things? I don't think these rains are drought busting by any stretch of the imagination. But I think they may be enough to keep the plants going and looking okay for the time being. Certainly in need of more rain. But as long as we don't get into the Midwest, into the 98 to 103 degree range, which doesn't appear to be the case, I think we're going to be okay out here. But at any rate, we had the rains. We have this news about Mexico maybe banning GMO corn. Certainly wouldn't be helpful for corn. The dollar was strong, up 48 ticks today at 90.56, so that certainly didn't help. Again, the bean oil suffering from what's happening over in Malaysia. Palm oil was down, I think, for the sixth straight day now. Bigger production, less exports, and that market is certainly selling off. The July oil on the day chart may be leaving an island top here, so that's something where you have to keep an eye on. Let's take a look at that. Yeah, it's just a hard spike down on the all hours charts, but certainly not good closes. If we started closing the bean oil under 63 cents, that's about 4 cents away. That would be a major problem to this market. You know, again, I think the grains are trying to wrestle with, you know, is this enough rain? They're also wrestling with, you know, what are the acres going to be at the end of the month? I don't know anybody that doesn't think that the acres are going to be considerably higher in corn and beans. Where's it going to come from? It may come from the wheat, which is one of the reasons wheat maybe didn't lose as much to the corn and beans today. I think funds were buying corn, they were buying wheat and selling corn, buying wheat and selling beans here today. The old crop spreads in both corn and beans gave it up here again. December corn gave up 7.5 cents. July, November beans gave up 15 cents. We're back to some very low levels considering where we've been from. And I think that's a function of the funds rolling out of old crop in the new crop. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.